My name is Jess Anderson, and I am running for mayor of Chapel Hill. I was inspired to join this race because during the past 2 years, we've been working on a plan for how we manage Chapel Hill's growth in ways that are more inclusive, more sustainable, and more economically resilient. This plan, it's called the Complete Community Framework, has been the result of hard work, community input, and advice from world-renowned experts. But now we're at this pivotal moment about making this plan a reality. And as someone with two young children and aging parents myself, I have a personal investment in getting this right for all of us. I want to make sure none of us are priced out of our community as we grow and that we grow in ways that keep our town special for future generations. To get this right, it's going to take a proven leader who will work with everyone and for everyone. I have 8 years of experience on council, strong working relationships across the community, plus the public policy expertise that's necessary to make this plan a reality. With Complete Community, we're tackling growth head on rather than just allowing it to happen to us. That means planning to preserve and add things we value, such as natural areas and green gathering spaces. It also means looking at ways all of us can get around town without adding to traffic problems. And the centerpiece of this new plan is a greenway network that will allow anyone in our town to safely walk or bike to the places they need to go. So that could be jobs, shopping, schools, entertainment, gathering with friends. It also means new housing options so that seniors, young families, single parents, and many of the people who work in our town who have been traditionally priced out can afford to live here too. My second biggest issue fits in with my first issue, which is climate action. In 2021, we adopted our first ever climate action and response plan, which I'm very proud and excited about. And this has put us on the path to reduce greenhouse emissions by 50% by 2030. And we're planning to be net zero by 2050. We're on track with these goals, but I think we can make progress even faster by engaging our community more deeply in the work. My third issue is improving community engagement. When I teach my public policy graduate students at UNC, I tell them that the best policy decisions happen when two things are true. One, people have accurate and complete information so they can weigh trade-offs. And two, all the necessary stakeholders are at the table. And as a town, we can always do a better job of achieving both of these things. During the last few years, we've made historic gains in affordable housing. And we've done that by putting a plan in place and funding our local partners. We've also moved away from building the luxury apartments like the ones you see over in Blue Hill, which were approved before I got in council. And instead, we've successfully negotiated with developers to add several hundred more affordable units to their projects. Recently, we approved a new 5-year affordable housing plan and investment strategy. And as mayor, I am really eager to implement this plan and continue to build on our momentum. Separately, as part of our Complete Community framework, we'll be continuing to focus on what we call middle housing with townhomes and condos in a half dozen or more neighborhoods that are coming soon. I believe that the most important thing we can do at the local level to impact climate change is how we grow. Right now, over 40,000 cars drive in and out of Chapel Hill every day. Not only is that frustrating from a traffic perspective, but that's a massive amount of carbon that's being emitted. That's why our Complete Community framework is critical to meeting, among other things, our climate goals. By allowing people to get around town without cars and building dense housing along transit corridors, including greenways, we can make a significant impact on our climate and be a model for other progressive communities across the country. Something I would have done differently, I think even through our Complete Community process, we really didn't challenge people to have difficult conversations. Sometimes I think we get in these echo chambers and we only talk to people that agree with us. And we have to talk about what does it mean to go one direction versus another? What does it mean to try and just stop growth? I don't believe that's possible. But even if it was, trying to stop it does have some downsides that we have to have conversations about. And similarly, taking a growth will solve everything approach has some downsides. So let's talk about those. But I think getting folks to talk to each other instead of talking past each other is something we could have done better, and I am really committed to doing moving forward as mayor. When voters see my name on the ballot this fall, I want them to think of me as someone who is kind, competent, and hardworking, as well as someone who can work collaboratively with others to get real results has a positive vision and a plan for our town, and will be a mayor for all.